The beginning of knowledge, Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 4 and verse 7. The NIV version reads, "The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for gaining wisdom and instruction, for understanding words of insight, for receiving instruction in prudent behavior, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to those who are simple, knowledge and discretion to the young. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." The outline says, we note four important aspects of verse 1. First, the verses that follow will be filled with a number of sayings or proverbs. Second, these sayings were reflections of the life of Solomon. The Lord had blessed him with great wisdom. Third, we are reminded that David, the greatest king of Israel, was Solomon's father. Finally, Solomon, after a period of civil war, was king of all Israel. Solomon provided a list of benefits for the student of wisdom in verses 2 and 3. Since Hebrew poetry relied in part on repetition, Solomon made one statement for the student to begin verse 2 and 3, and then repeated it in a slightly different form in the second part of the verses. In verse 2, Solomon emphasized that his proverbs would help the student gain wisdom. In verse 3, the emphasis was on putting that wisdom into practice with right living. In verse 4, Solomon moves from those seeking wisdom to those teaching about wisdom. Teachers of wisdom are tasked with helping the unlearned gain insights into making good decisions and helping the young to gain and properly apply knowledge. He also reminded the teachers of wisdom in verses 5 and 6, not part of our printed text, that they too were learners. They never stopped learning. They would be able to use new learnings to better understand timeless truths and some of the great questions of their day. Finally, Solomon came to the thematic verse of Proverbs, verse 7. The foundation of wisdom, the beginning of knowledge, is a healthy reverence for God. Solomon repeated this theme in Proverbs 9:10 and 31:30. Job also made a similar statement in Job 28:28. Reverence for God means honoring Him and submitting to Him. It is the ideal that we are nothing before the Almighty God, yet He seeks communion with us, offering us the opportunity for eternity with Him in heaven. Question: what do you think? What are the differences between knowledge and wisdom? Why are both important?